My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. I'm Kyle Madsen. That is James Hamm of the Kings Beat. Subscribe to the Kings Beat at thekingsbeat.com. We're talking a lot of Kings today, but we've also got to talk some NFL playoff football because it is wild card weekend, and the 49ers don't play. Because they, well, not I, you know, they took care of business as needed, but also the Eagles didn't, and the Lions got screwed.
Yeah,
like that's how they fell backwards into. They didn't fall backwards into the one seed, but
well, they had already locked up the one seed before the final week of the season. Yeah. So you know, but you know, it's sometimes a good thing to not have to play in super wild card weekend.
Stop. Super wild card weekend.
Super wild card.
It's a complete crap.
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. This is completely BS.
That's me on a Monday night watching playoff football. Ridiculous.
I don't understand that at all. At all. It doesn't seem like it's fair.
It's money, man. You told ESPN, like, hey, sorry about giving you bad Monday night games. You want a playoff game?
Oh.
Give us more money. The 49ers. They don't play, but they will find out who their opponent is. They will find out Sunday who their opponent is going to be like this. If the Packers win, the Niners play the Packers. If the Rams win and the Packers lose, it's the Rams. If both the Rams and Packers lose, the 49ers play the winner of that Monday night game, the Eagles and the Buccaneers. So I ask you, James, because Fred Warner yesterday in his press conference said, I'm rooting for everybody to lose.
Yep.
I'm going to watch the games. I'm going to be a football fan. I'm rooting for everybody to lose. That obviously can't happen. One team is going to win each game. So if you're Fred Warner, you're sitting there. You're watching the game. You know that your opponent is on the line here. What matchup are you pulling for if you're Fred Warner?
Okay, give me the matchups one more time.
Okay. They could conceivably play the Packers,
mm-hmm.
the Rams.
Okay.
The Buccaneers or the Eagles?
I would choose the Buccaneers or the Packers.
For me, it's Packers 1, Buccaneers 2.
Okay.
Rams 3, Eagles 4. And I think I'm pretty comfortable with that list.
Yeah. I mean, I might switch 1 and 2. I'm not sure. I don't know that there's that much difference between the Packers and the Bucs.
No, so it depends a little bit on what, like, Jordan Love and the Packers offense playing really well, but their defense stinks. I know who the Packers defensive coordinator is because I've seen so many Packers fans complaining about him.
Mm.
That's not a name I typically know unless it's, you know, unless it's a, it's like a huge name. If Vic Fangio goes there, I know he's with the Dolphins, but
yeah.
I don't think I could tell you the Saints defensive coordinator unless it's Dennis Allen, who's the head coach. But anyways, I know his name solely because Packer fans complain about him so often.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Joe Barry. I would way rather play a team with a bad defense in the playoffs, especially at home, than play a team with a good defense. And the Buccaneers, with Todd Bowles, their head coach, they're playing really well on that side of the ball.
Okay.
And Baker Mayfield is, I think, better than a lot of people thought he was, and he's been playing really well this year. I would still rather face the Buccaneers than the Rams or the Eagles at this point.
Yes.
But I think the Packers are a clear number one for me. I think if you're the 49ers, you're rooting for that upset in Dallas, so you're facing that 7-seed Packers.
Okay. No, I mean, that makes sense to me. Especially you're talking about a young quarterback as far as experience in the league.
Exactly.
And you don't know how he's going to fare in his first go around.
Yeah, just a young team in general too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I also think like some of their offense, like I think you can shut down some of what they do offensively. But neither one of those teams, well, I guess Tampa Bay like decided they could run the ball later in the year, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe they're a little bit better running the ball than they were. I just don't think that either one of them are really, like, I don't think any of the four are in the same category as the 49ers at this point. So I get where Fred Warren says he just wants everyone to lose. That's fine. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if you're going to have to face somebody, I would I would probably, it would be like just a 1A, 1B. I don't even care. A coin flip between Tampa Bay and Green Bay. Yeah,
and to be clear, Fred Warner thinks they can beat everybody they play. So it's not, this is a thing from a fan perspective, who you want to see.
Yeah.
I agree with you that none of those four are in a tier with the 49ers. But on the other hand, I wouldn't pick any of them to beat San Francisco, but the Rams, I think, pose a real problem, particularly with how well they're playing offensively. And that's just like, that's your division rival. You'll be seeing them, I mean, for a third time, but realistically for a second time.
Yeah.
And they will have just gone into Detroit and won on the road in Detroit's first home playoff game. That place is going to be nuts. If they go in and handle that crowd and handle that environment and take down the Lions, like they suddenly get very dangerous to me. And then same thing with Philly. Like I know Philly has been awful. They started 10-1 and they've gone 1-5 since. There's all these stats about teams that have started 10-1. There'd never been a team that didn't get to 12 wins. There'd been like one that didn't win its division. And it's crazy how bad the Eagles were in the back half of the year. That said, Jalen Hurts is still a player who last year was in the MVP conversation. And some will argue should have won it. It's still AJ Brown, who for my money is one of the five or six best receivers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Goedert was not healthy when the 49ers played them, and he changes a lot about how the 49ers can go about defending Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. And then you get to the Lions, and so much of playoff football is, hey, who won the trenches? And man, the Eagles have the ability to win the trenches against anybody.
Yeah.
So the Eagles still, I know the 49ers kicked the hell out of them in their building, but January's different. And that's a team that made a deep run last year. They're not going to be, shy away from the moment. I don't want to say Philly's dangerous, but of those four teams, I think Philly's the one that's the most, like, ooh, I could see them going into Levi's and winning.
Yeah, I mean, that's a dangerous team for sure. And they're a dangerous team that's backed into a corner, and a head coach is backed into a corner. And does a team want to play to keep a guy's job? Like, I think there's a lot going on there. And so, yeah, I wouldn't want to face them. But I'd also say with the Rams, when they have Kyren Williams and, you know, they've got Puka, they've got Cooper Kupp, they have players that it doesn't matter how good your defense is, they're going to beat you.
Yeah.
That is a scary team. Like, it really does depend on whether you can pressure Stafford, whether you can knock balls down and whether you can get to him. Because if not, that's a really, really potent offense.
Yeah.
And they've got, it's nice. Like I would take their, at this point, their specialty guys over what Philly has. And I would too. I like AJ Brown, but he might be one of the top five wide receivers, but Puka put up top five wide receiver numbers, and Cooper Kupp has put up top five wide receiver numbers, like top one wide receiver.
He's been a little banged up
in like 5 years of his career. So like that's a really, really solid team. And they're so different with Williams in the backfield. Like with him, they're like they're really, really dynamic. Awesome. Yeah.
Cooper Kupp is the player I think I said this about Fred Warner once. That's wrong. Cooper Kupp was the player in the draft that I was most right about ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember writing it at Niners Wire. I was just a contributor at this time. I remember writing during that draft, like, the 49ers need to do whatever they can do to go get Cooper Kupp. You know what? I might have been Titans Wire at this time. Whatever it was, I was all in on the idea of Cooper Kupp as an NFL receiver. Because if you go look at his numbers at Eastern Washington, it was 4 years of just thousands of yards every year. He was just unguardable. And it's like, man, if you're I don't care what level you're playing at, if you're unguardable for 4 years, like, you can play. And you go look at his stats. I think he lit it up. I think it was against Oregon 1 year. I was all in on Cooper Kupp. And I don't have very many like draft takes that age great. That one is aged great. I've whiffed a lot.
I will say
I was all in on Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. So I started studying the draft, like the NBA draft in '96. Like really studying it all the time. Like I had a draft Bible from the 1996 draft, like, mm-hmm. and it was like this thick, and it was on a Daisy Pinwheel printer that I printed out every single one. I studied, like, I was super high on Zydrunas Ilgauskas as like a crazy 7'3" dude. That
good career.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. He ends up being like phenomenal throughout his career. But like that, I started such like really, really studying the draft young. And I don't know, like guys that I think I was right. Like I was so high on Vince Carter, but he's a top five pick, you know, and there are players that I look at and I don't see what mm-hmm. they're going to be, you know, like even Franz Wagner. I wasn't super high on Franz Wagner because I didn't think he could stay at the three.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't stay at the three, his value drops, you know, if he's got to go play the four and be like a smaller stretch four, mm-hmm. but he's been great. And, you know, so on occasion you miss on guys, but like there are a lot of times where I'm like, yeah, this guy's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're spot on, especially when they come in the building and you interview them beforehand. You're like, okay.
Yeah. I see it with this guy.
Yeah. Don't tell me that you're like Jason Kidd, but not the old Jason Kidd, like the really good Jason Kidd.
Oof.
And then go out and like literally miss 99 out of 100 shots before you came in and interviewed with us. Yeah, Michael Carter Williams. You're like, oh, okay.
Dude, fascinating career for MCW.
Yeah.
You're rookie of the year and then just fall off the face of the planet.
And then come back every once in a while.
Yeah, I think
he still got a contract last year for like a 5 minutes.
No, he did. Because I was talking about him with a couple of my buddies. I was like, yeah, and then he was out of the league by 2018. And then I look at he was in the league last year.
Yeah, yeah. It's wild. His career has been wild, 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 wild. The first 5 years of his career, he was good.
All right, hear me out. Can he play some four?
Well, now he's like the old Jason Williams, except for Jason Kidd, the old Jason Kidd, except for the old Jason Kidd could hit three balls.
Right, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He is no. not Jason Kidd.
No.
Jason Toddler.
Yeah.
All right. What are we going to do? Oh, we got mad props. I was lost on time. I totally lost there for a second.
Okay.
We got mad props coming up. No 49ers to do, so we're going to have Kings 76ers tonight, and then I picked a number from each playoff game.
Oh.
And we'll roll through those. It should be a lot of fun right here on ESPN 1320.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Let's get a little mad propsy in here.
I'm in.
If you happen to be watching on the YouTube stream at youtube.com/ESPN1320, go ahead and hit that thumbs up for us. We would appreciate the heck out of that.
Yeah.
Mostly because I need the validation of going in after the show and looking at the numbers of thumbs up. That's how I judge whether the show was good or not.
Oh, see, I never, just so you know, I never go back in and see how many thumbs up. I just ask for the thumbs up.
I don't. If I'll go check the video because I'll cut some stuff.
Yeah.
But if I happen to see it, but I don't actually go
look. Okay. On the King's Beat, like I do go to the page every once in a while to make sure that I'm looking at comments and then I look at thumbs ups and all that stuff, but not when it comes to our show because it's mixed in with the other show.
You look at comments?
Oh, just to make sure no one says anything ridiculous. I get an email every time someone sends a comment.
No. Oh.
I know someone wrote like an essay on Malik Monk, which I did not read. Somebody like Sean and Brendan both were like, oh, that's someone wrote like an essay in the comment section.
She copy pasted as a post.
Yeah, just like
good old fashioned plagiarism,
just like
baby.
Like ChatGPT, that thing.
Oh, we should ask ChatGPT who the king should trade for.
Oh, there it is.
That'd be fun.
All right.
All right. You know what else is fun? Mad props. That's what we're going to do now as I get my buttons ready.
It's time for Mad Props. Two games, two props. Which number will he hire? That's for Kyle and James to decide. Here's Mad Props.
You know, actually, hey, if you own a business and you want to sponsor this segment, rich.ripley@odyssey.com.
There it is.
Mad Props brought to you by your business here. No, so the intro says two games, two. No. We got seven games here.
Oh, no.
We one from each wild card game, and then the Kings-Sixers game tonight.
The marathon continues.
Here's how we do this. Wow, RIP Nipsey Hussle. Nice, dude. Well done. So here's how this goes if you're new to the program. Mad props. I pick a number from usually the 49er game and then a number from the Kings game, and we decide which number is going to be higher here. So with wild card weekend, I went Rams points against the Lions or De'Aaron Fox points against the 76ers.
Ooh. I'm going Fox.
Going De'Aaron Fox. I think this feels like, and we're going to talk about this later when we get to keys, we're getting a big De'Aaron Fox game.
I'm thinking,
got Tyrese Maxey on the other side. No Joel Embiid.
32.
National TV.
He's
been struggling a little bit lately.
27. That's my yes.
I think we're getting a big De'Aaron Fox game. That said, I think the Rams are going to score hecka points against the Lions. I think that's going to be a really back and forth game. So I will pick the Rams in that one. CJ Stroud passing yards against the Browns or Kings 76ers total points. CJ Stroud, the rookie number two overall pick, making his playoff debut against the vaunted Cleveland Browns defense.
That's a really tough defense. I am going to go. Oh, man. I'm going to go Kings Philly.
Going Kings.
I don't think he can get 250 against that defense. I might be wrong. I mean, I love that offense, but I have a feeling he's going to melt down a little bit and show his youth.
Yeah, I think I and I here's I'm going to go with Sacramento as well. I'm going to go the other reason though. I think that's definitely something, but I also don't think they're going to have to throw it a lot because I think D'Amico Ryan's going to have a little something for Joe Flacco.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that Houston's defense is going to bring it. I think it's a little bit of a low-scoring game. CD Lamb receiving yards against the Packers or Kings points against the 76ers? Just the Kings.
Just the Kings, 76ers. I'm going to go CD Lamb, which is wild because I think the Kings will score 125.
Oh.
I think CD Lamb will go 145.
Yeah, I'm in lockstep with you here. I don't know that the Packers have anybody who can hang with CeeDee Lamb.
He's been so good, man.
And this to me is a spot where you're Mike McCarthy, you're Dak Prescott, you've struggled in the playoffs. It is, call him CeeDee spam, because that's what they're going to be doing, is just CeeDee.
That's right.
CeeDee. I'd like 15 targets, 16 targets, just have a day. Dolphins rush attempts against the Chiefs or Domantas Sabonis rebounds, points, and assists. Points, rebounds, assists. I said that wrong.
Okay, so wait.
So keep in mind. Okay.
Dolphins rushing what?
Attempts against the Chiefs. Now keep in mind, it is a wind chill of negative 23 in Kansas City.
Egads.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man, that's tough. I'm going Sabonis because it's Paul Reed, and there is no Joel Embiid tonight. So that's who's going to be defending Domantas Sabonis.
You know what? I hate when we pick the same, but I'm gonna do.
Oh.
Because even if Miami rushes it 40 times, that means Domantas Sabonis has to go 20, 10, and 10 to get to 40. Although he's due for a tough night.
I don't know. He definitely could go 40.
No, I'm not. I'm going Domantas. All right, Jalen Hurts completions against the Buccaneers or Malik Monk points.
Malik. Ooh, what's the weather like there
in Tampa Bay?
I'm guessing it's in Tampa. No, it's in Tampa. Well, I don't know, is it? Because there's a storm rolling through, or there was. Oh man,
Tampa. I'm sorry, 75 and sunny.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh, it's windy. Sunday high of 66. Not a lot of wind. Yeah, it's going to be 66 and cloudy.
Okay, I'm taking it's Hurts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think although he's a little banged up, you know what? I'm going Monk.
Ooh.
I'm going Malik on this one. And then Steelers points against the Bills or Keegan Murray made field goals. Remember, the Steelers offense, not great. And last I saw, the winds are supposed to be up to 65 miles an hour in Buffalo. How fast is a 65 mile an hour wind, you ask? 74-ish. Is a Cat 1 hurricane.
Yeah, it's basically as fast as the cheetah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go Pittsburgh.
Really?
Pittsburgh points over Keegan Murray made baskets. I mean, even if Keegan Murray makes, let's say he makes 12 baskets, which is a great night, because he's going to go for 30 points if that's the case. I still think that Pittsburgh, the best thing that could possibly happen for Pittsburgh right now is that there's wind, because I love their running backs. Well, I don't love all of their running backs, but I really like, it's Warren, right?
Yeah, Jalen Warren.
I think he can move the ball, and if you take away the Kenny Pickett or whoever it is they're throwing at quarterback this week and how trash they are, and they just have to run the ball, that makes them a better team.
For the sake of the bit, I'm going to go Keegan.
Mm.
I think Keegan gets like 8 made field goals, 8 of 15, 8 of 16 type of night.
Okay.
And I think the Steelers get maybe a field goal.
Oh, wow.
Couple field goals.
You think he's
that's
bad?
What I'm going with.
Okay.
Maybe they get a touchdown. Maybe they get like a turnover. They get it deep in Bills territory.
Are we similar on most of these?
Yeah, we would have been had I taken.
The funny thing is that every time that happens, we're wrong.
Yeah. Like, we've never been like, hey, we were in lockstep on 5 out of 6, and we were right on all 5.
No, we usually get clubbed in those. Yeah. We were totally wrong in those games.
Yeah.
I love mad props.
It's one of my favorite things that I've randomly come up with in radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which goes perfectly with
shoot,
your name.
Ramsey's right. We're going to have to do mad props on Tuesday.
Oh.
Or at least finish it on Tuesday. That's
well, hopefully we're tied.
Oh, no, we're not here Monday.
Oh, no, we're not here Monday.
We're not here Monday. No show Monday, by the way, guys.
Oh, there it is.
FYI. All right, hell yeah. Bang.
It all makes sense now, Kyle.
It does.
We planned
that's
this.
Why we did this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally why I did it like that. I didn't. Come on. I didn't even... I remembered that game was on Monday.
Yeah.
And I factored in our day off accordingly.
Yeah, I told you. I'm taking off this weekend. I mean, I'm not taking off. I'm still going to cover Kings games, but and I'm still going to watch football. But
you're meaning like you're taking off.
But I'm
going to
do it
work.
While wine tasting.
Like, bro, we're all off this weekend. We don't work on weekends.
Yeah. No.
Hey,
I do.
Real quick. Speaking of, I mean, we don't work here, but speaking of, I also work weekends. The Kings. FYI, beginning next week.
Oh.
Our friends at Jiffy Lube have hooked us up with some Sacramento Kings jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
And we will be giving those away starting next week.
Oh, okay.
Tap in, listen, learn how to win. Courtesy of Jiffy Lube, Sacramento Kings jersey for you. We'll tell you next week how to win those. And we'll tell you next who we think is going to win the NBA playoff games this weekend and the handoff.
Handoff.
Kenny Caraway from D'Lo and KC will jump in, and we'll also have keys to a Kings victory tonight in Philly. All of that, got jam-packed final segment. All of that coming up right here on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento sports leader. Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Zach Miller is the word, is the player okay. We're looking for.
All right.
Martellus Bennett, another good one. It's been the name of random tight end day during the breaks.
I love it.
Yeah.
Someone put in earlier, Dave
Mine
Casper.
Mine after a leg workout, am I right?
someone wrote Dave Casper, which was, of course, Raiders tight end.
Of course, the Holy Roller.
From the 70s and 80s. It's actually one of my mom's cousins. I've never met him, but like a distant cousin.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's neat.
I don't know.
Cool.
Throwing out there.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight. Hey, real quick. We talked about the NFL playoff games with the bad weather. Are you a pro bad weather football guy?
No.
Oh.
I are you?
Yes.
Oh, no. See.
Oh, I want a full-blown Category 6 hurricane whipping through there.
Have you ever had to play in bad weather, though?
No, I'm not playing that. No, I don't care.
You never played high school football in bad weather?
No, I played baseball.
Oh, no.
Where when the weather's bad, we went, all right, guess I'm watching PTI today. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not, this is not about playing in bad weather. I don't give a damn. I'm not playing. It hurts me to walk up my stairs. I'm not, I golf now. Again, weather's bad. Guess we're staying home, guys.
Yeah.
Watching it. Like, I am enthralled now. Last week I told you, like, Chiefs, Dolphins, I'm out. The Chiefs are going to smash the Dolphins. The vibes are terrible with the Dolphins, da-da-da. But now, that wind chill and the weather plays a little bit of factor, a little bit evens the playing field a little bit. I want to see it.
Yeah, but you also, in that game, you have speed backs and Mostert and Achane versus like a rough and tumble, like both of the running backs, Pacheco and Clyde Edwards-Hilaire.
Mm-hmm.
Like those guys can plow. So like when I was in, when I played high school football, yeah, like they're going to like be used as like snow plows. Like those guys can go get you 3 yards every single down and get first downs. And like when I played in high school, it started raining at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it was torrential downpour where those rain where you're like, oh, that's so much water. You're watching it bounce off the ground. It's so much.
Dang.
So, but it doesn't stop.
Right.
And it just keeps going. And we get to the game at 7 o'clock and there's 3 inches of standing water on the field. And the field is like totally shaped to have the water roll off. No, like it's so much water on the field. And our coach said, hey, all you guys, I want you to run out to midfield and just dive everyone right now. Get line up on the on our line. We all ran out. We dove. You slid like 15 yards, like just skipping across the ground. 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct for diving at the other team. So we started with a 15-yard penalty. We ended up winning that game like, I think it was like 12-6 because no one could kick a field goal.
Right.
It still rained the whole entire time. I had a big jacket on with a whole set of footballs under the jacket that I was drying and handing to, we were switching out footballs like nonstop. There was like a whole line of us that were trying to keep a set of footballs dry so you wouldn't fumble. It was miserable. So no, when I watch those games, it's like PTSD. Like that is miserable, miserable. But I still take the Chiefs because I think they can run between the tackles.
Okay. I think Miami can too. I think Miami's creativity in the run game is going to really, really help them. If the game is like, hey, throwing the ball is just not going to be a great option.
If the field's dry, they're okay. If the field's not dry, they're in trouble.
Yeah. I love as an observer watching games like that. Like that game a few years ago, Frank Gore had like a huge game in the snow for the Bills.
Oh yeah.
Where players are having to like high step to get their feet out of the snow.
Perfect thing.
Was it LeSean McCoy or Frank Gore? I think it was Frank. Might have been LeSean McCoy too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't remember.
Yeah, we had like a 200-pound fullback who just ran every single down for us, and it was just a mess. But he kept getting 3 or 4 yards a carry, and we would slowly march down the field. And then eventually, you couldn't punt. You couldn't like you couldn't do anything.
Right.
So you just turned the ball over on downs. The other team would get the ball. They would go as far as they could. Turn the ball over on downs. Well, miserable.
Remember that? Remember the game, the Patriots Bills game a couple years ago?
Yeah.
It was so windy that the Patriots threw it like twice. The entire game, 2 or 3 times, because the wind was just so bad. But Josh Allen has such a cannon that the Bills just kept throwing it because he could throw it even when they were into the wind. His throw just cut through the wind and it was fine. It still got where it needed to go. That's again Bills Steelers. I am so dialed. I want it to be as windy as possible where everybody's still safe.
Yeah,
I love it every single time. I'm all in on bad weather football games.
I like to see the team that should win. Unless it's like a crazy, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe a guy just made that play and they deserve to win. I don't want it to be the game is completely dictated. The final score is completely dictated by the weather.
I do.
Okay. Because then
I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
Excuse me. If the Steelers beat the Bills because of an errant throw that got taken by the wind, or a missed kick that got taken by the wind, or it's 6-0 on a fumble return for a touchdown, and I understand that. I understand what you're saying, but I would also way rather watch Bills Steelers with that variable than Bills Steelers going head to head straight up, because that feels like it would get very boring.
Yeah, I mean, like, I want to watch good football. That's what I want to watch a shootout between the Chiefs and Dolphins. Like, let's see what you got. And that's not what we're going
to
see.
Do you trust the Chiefs to get into a shootout, though?
No. No, that's like a white glove shootout.
Fencing. Yeah. More of a fence.
Well, I mean, I think they can get in a shootout. I just don't think that the guy's going to catch the ball on the other end. It's like Patrick Mahomes, he just keeps dropping back, throwing dimes all over the field that just hit the ground. It's like, oh.
Hey, what year did your rainy football game take place?
Oh, I'm not
the,
saying.
The Chatty House is in shambles right now.
No, the Chatty House always wants to know how old James is.
Much earlier than 2006.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Much, much earlier than 2006.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Was I alive?
What, 89 is your...
90.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometime between 1990 and 2006.
Yeah, exactly. There it is. You got it narrowed down.
In that range. All right. Before Kenny comes in from D'Lo and Casey for the handoff, I believe it's going to be Kenny today. Let's do some keys to a Kings victory against the Philadelphia 76ers. My brain first said Eagles, and then it said Phillies, and then we landed on Sixers. We got it right. I'm really proud of me for not messing that up at all today. Go me.
Okay.
Are you proud of me too?
Yes.
Thanks.
I am.
Thanks. Prish. All right. First key to a Kings victory tonight as they take on the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid is out. Kevin Huerter is out. What is your first key for the Kings? Hang on. I got buttons.
I didn't prep this, so let me, yeah. Okay.
You didn't?
No, I mean, I hadn't like pulled my shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kevin Huerter is out.
Yes.
According to our friend Chris Biederman. Number one, take advantage of Embiid's absence. Embiid is just a beast, and the Kings have no answer for him. Most teams in the NBA don't have an answer for him, but Domantas Sabonis in particular just seems to just get in foul trouble the entire time, every time you play Embiid. So he's not there. This is a game you need to go in there, and you need to get a win. You need to split these two games here with Philly and Milwaukee, and the easiest way to do that is to beat the team that's missing the league MVP.
It's a great point. Do you know Joel Embiid shoots like 12 free throws a game?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, which plays into one of my other keys.
I'm so glad that he is not playing tonight because I do not want to watch that kind of basketball. All right. My first key. I need energy early.
Mm.
This cannot be the type of game where you look up and it's 23-6. Like, the Kings cannot come out sluggish because this is a game where if they come out sluggish, the 76ers are not going to give them the game back the way the Detroit Pistons did. Like, that's just not, or the way the Atlanta Hawks did in Atlanta.
Yeah.
The Sixers, even without Joel Embiid, are still a very good team, very talented, very well coached. If they get up 15 in the first quarter, I don't think they're going to let go of that rope. So I think the Kings need to have that energy early and come out and show that they are ready to play and be engaged in the game.
Yeah, I think the Kings just need to remember, like, 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that Philly rolled into Sacramento missing five starters and punked them.
Oof.
Like, just remember. Don't forget what happened. Like,
remember the Alamo.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go in there and, like, be an elephant. Like, remember everything. Don't be a goldfish. And go in there and you know, get a win. Like, this is a big mm-hmm. this is a big game. A 3-game win streak on the road
mm-hmm.
would make a lot of people forget about the 2-2 homestand that wasn't great.
Yeah, well, and it validates it validates beating the Pistons, beating the heck out of the Pistons, beating the heck out of the Hornets. If you know go lose to a team that's a contender without their best player, you go, okay, so the Kings are just better than those bad teams and not a good team beating the hell out of bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that reads to me. So I'm with you. Number two.
Don't foul. They're first in the league in free throw attempts, free throw makes, free throw percentage.
Jeez.
They actually take advantage of their free throws, not like the Sacramento Kings. The Sacramento Kings are not good at free throw shooting. They're one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in the league in free throw percentage. Embiid averages 11.6 per game, so that helps you, but... like, this team's going to get calls. You need to stay out of, keep them off the line.
Yep.
Make them beat you.
Yep. Number two for me, De'Aaron Fox needs to find his groove against Tyrese Maxey.
Maxey's a stud.
He definitely is, and he's a very good defender. He's going to make life difficult for De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about this all the time, and it's one of the boxes that De'Aaron Fox has checked for me that makes him a superstar in the NBA. When he goes up against another top guard, another very good player, whether it's Devin Booker, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Steph Curry, whoever it is, pick your favorite guard in the West, De'Aaron Fox is going to level up his game a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
And he's been struggling a bit lately. We saw him find it in the fourth quarter against Detroit. He was better against Charlotte. They didn't really need him to take over and have a huge game against Charlotte. They won that one going away. Tonight, they need him. Tonight, they need that 30-point a game De'Aaron Fox, MVP conversation De'Aaron Fox, superstar De'Aaron Fox. That's who they need tonight. And I think we get it against a rising star in Tyrese Maxey. Number three.
Make and beat you from three. Not a great theme because too many teams have hurt the Kings from deep.
I left this one. I was going to write agree with James as like my third one. But you know what? I think the three times I've been like, yeah, let him shoot. The team shot like 75%.
Yeah, so on the season, the Kings are 27th in the league in three-point percentage against. They give up 38.6% from three. That's not good at all. Like, the Kings need to figure that one out. But I think a lot of it is their interior defense. They do shrink down against teams, and they leave open some looks from the outside. It's that what Mike Brown likes to call the second effort, the third effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to keep playing all the way through a possession. And I think we've seen that a little bit lately.
Mm-hmm.
We've also seen them not do that a lot lately. So yeah, just figure it out.
Yep. Last one for me. Don't shrink. This is a good team. This is another very, very good team.
I was in the pool. I was in the pool.
It's a complete crap.
Yeah. You cannot be fazed by the fact that this is a championship contender.
Yeah.
That's where the Kings are trying to get. And to get there, you need to hang with the big boys. Yep. So I think that, especially without Joel Embiid, don't look at this as, oh, they don't have Joel Embiid. Get to take the night off. Get to relax. It's fine. Yeah, no. Like, and if they get up by 10 early, don't go, oh, well, we're just not in their class, I guess. I know, man.
The Kings should understand that the standings say that they both teams have 23 wins. The Kings mm-hmm. have 14 losses. They have 13 losses. You're a half game behind Philly in the overall NBA standings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not?
Dude, that's just it. They're not invincible.
At some point, you need to show.
They're not the 98 Bulls, man.
Yeah, at some point, you need to show that that's where you're going, that yeah. you're going to be that team.
Mm-hmm.
And like, whether they can do that or not, I'm not sure, but they need to show it that they can.
No, I'm right there with you. All right. The Kings do all those things. They will win tonight in Philadelphia. Be a big one for them. Kenny Caraway about to step in for the handoff. D'Lo and KC coming up here at noon. I want to talk a little playoff football with you guys once Kenny gets in here.
Mm.
I got from our friends at BetOnline, they sent over some playoff props, some wild card weekend props. We welcome in Kenny Caraway from D'Lo and KC. Welcome in. Oh my God. See, I always turn that mic off so it's not loud while you're there. We go. Hey, welcome in. Welcome in, Kenny Caraway.
Hello, fellas. Yeah. Friday, baby. Yeah. Friday.
Don't acknowledge him just yet. Well, don't do that. Not yet.
Always acknowledge, that's it. Acknowledge me.
All right. So, Casey, I was going to talk to you about Jeremy Grant, but I want to run a couple things by you real quick. By both of you guys.
Okay.
I got these wild card weekend props from our friends at BetOnline. Will a wild card team make the Super Bowl? Not a team playing on wild card weekend, a team that didn't win the division. So Pittsburgh, Miami, Cleveland, any of those teams going to make the Super Bowl?
Cleveland has me thinking, but I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I would say Cleveland and Miami both have an opportunity to make the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Cleveland has an opportunity to win the Super Bowl, but I do think the Dolphins do if they can figure out this whole half their line. Their defensive line just got hurt.
I think I'd be floored if Miami makes it. I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
All right. Like, they were your pick.
I know. Before they had to sign Justin Houston and Melvin Ingram off the street.
That was tough.
it's a tough look. I agree.
Yeah. If you're signing those guys mid-season to be like depth pieces, like, oh, okay, yeah, I kind of like it. But when it's like, hey, you got to start. I don't love that. I'd be pretty shocked. If Cleveland makes the Super Bowl, I think they're winning it.
Mm. Oh.
If they're playing that well, that they are beating who they got this weekend.
They got
Houston and then Baltimore at some point.
Yeah.
If they win the Super Bowl, I think Joe Flacco deserves a statue out front.
In Cleveland?
Yeah, yes. I mean, in Cleveland. Yeah,
he'd be goated in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, like, he gets a lifetime contract right then.
Yeah.
They build a statue. I don't know.
But
it can't look like Ronaldo.
You know what's going to happen, though? Because people are like, man, this would be like a Cinderella story. This would be like a movie. Have you noticed that the movies never win in the Super Bowl? it's like win the first game or win the game to get into the playoffs, and then that's when it ends. So the storybook ending, the movie ending, would be him winning this game like in a close game, and people are all hyped, and then they get beat down next week.
Oh, okay.
Any given Sunday, that's what happened there.
And then he never, ever is heard from again.
Nope. And he's out. He's
and
done.
He just retires.
That's what, dude, I think maybe I'm wrong. I'm always wrong, but I think Houston's going to have a little something for Joe Flacco.
I
trust D'Amico Ryan.
I think the Browns, I'm picking the Browns to win, but I hear you, Kyle. I do hear you.
What about on the NFC side? It is Packers, Rams, Eagles. any of those teams going to make the Super Bowl.
The Rams are interesting for sure, but I say no. Neither one of any of, none of those teams are making the Super Bowl. I can't pick any of those teams to make them.
No. I don't think Philly just like figures it out. I don't think so.
If the Rams go into Detroit and win.
Oh. Here you go again with this. Gets, like, you're high on these guys.
I do. I just trust Sean McVay.
Yeah, he did a hell of a job this year.
Yeah,
hell of a job. I thought that was going to be one of the worst teams in football.
And then what was my? Oh, here we go. This is a fun one. Where is it? Total wild card teams to win on wild card weekend over or under 2.5.
Under.
I think I'm going under 2.
Under.
I said on Monday, and I'm sticking by this. There will be no lower seeds than win in the NFC.
In the NFC?
Yeah.
I think the Rams are winning.
I understand. I'm a one-man Wolfpack with that. Everybody thinks the Rams are going to win. I think the Lions are going to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, don't love that for the Rams' chances that everybody's like, yeah, Rams.
Literally the only person, I listen to podcasts and other radio, so I'm the only one that thinks the Lions are going to win.
I don't think Pittsburgh's winning. Sorry, Jesse. I don't think Miami is winning. I think Cleveland could definitely win. And then, I don't think we get 3. I think one of Philly or LA wins.
Okay.
And then I think maybe Cleveland.
I'm right at 2.
Yeah,
I think Cleveland wins, and I'm leaning towards the Dolphins.
Who's going to be shown first during Chiefs Dolphins? Taylor Swift or Tyreek Hill with the Chiefs?
Hey, what do you mean by first? In the game or pregame or when we talk?
Yeah, it says weekend TV props. I'm gonna say after kickoff.
I'm gonna say Tyreek Hill.
That's going off at +200. Tyreek Hill, remember, in a Chiefs uniform.
I'm gonna say Taylor Swift.
I am too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go there.
I mean, I think we're gonna see like her rolling up into the, like, they'll have footage of all of it.
Does everybody have their Peacock account ready to go?
Oh, I'm dialed, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of stuff on Peacock.
I regret it all the time because it literally is, of all the apps, it is the most ridiculously bad app of all time. It's one of those
the
ones
interface
that,
is I don't want to drag NBC, but
it's one of those ones
it
where
struggles.
You pause it and you run and you run to the restroom. You come back, it's no longer there. And then when you go back to the show, it's not where you left off.
That is frustrating.
It is at the beginning, and you're like, son of a, I don't even know where I was.
That is very frustrating.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
The first time I ever paused on Peacock, because when you pause, an ad comes up.
Oh, yeah.
It shows you a static ad. And the first time I ever paused, I was like, wait, what just happened? And then I figured it out. It was all good after that. Which number will be higher? Joe Flacco's longest completion against the Texans or Joe Flacco's age, which is 39?
Age. Age
I'm
is higher.
Longest completion. You have like a 45-yarder.
Ooh.
Yeah, he gets Amari Cooper on a deep shot. I think they draw up like a Kevin Stefanski draws up a deep shot.
I think that's going to be a fun game.
This is a game
number 2 on my list.
This is a weekend where I can't remember it being like this. At least for me, I think every team has a chance to win.
Oh,
every single team has a chance. I can make an argument for every
but
team.
But I thought
winning.
You already said that no NFC team
that's,
is going to win.
That's my pick. My pick. But I can make an argument for every single team to win this game. I can't remember a wild card weekend like that.
Well,
I've got 5 out of 6. The Steelers aren't winning.
It is super wild card weekend.
It is super wild card weekend.
It's a good point.
When you talk about the Steelers, I agree with you, but the weather changes everything.
Yeah, that's true. Are you in or out on bad weather football games?
They're fine. Yeah, I'm good with them. I don't need all of them like that, but one is cool.
And how do you feel about Jeremy Grant on the Kings? Quickly.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're all in?
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. I love that. Are you guys going to talk about that on D'Lo and Casey?
For sure. Okay. We didn't know if we could, but now that we can, yeah.
Maybe we talk about that. I don't know. Maybe if Kenny listened to the show, he would know how we framed this.
Being friends with James Hamm has its benefits, guys. All right. D'Lo and Casey are coming up next. Everybody have a great weekend. We will be back with you Tuesday. Remember, we're giving away Kings jerseys starting next week right here on ESPN 1320.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.